Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. Reading today from Extreme Devotion. My name is Bob. The believer that I'm about to describe is not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. We visit Stephen in Israel. Witnesses falsely testified against him. We heard him cursing Moses and God. This man talks nonstop against God's law. We even heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth would tear this place down and throw out all the customs that Moses gave us. The chief priest of the high council turned to the defendant. What do you have to say for yourself? Calmly, Stephen rose and his gentle tone changed. Your ancestors killed anyone who dared talk about the coming of Jesus. And you've kept up your religious traditions. You traitors and murderers, all of you. You had God's law handed to you by angels, gift-wrapped, and you squandered it. Screams and curses broke out in response, but Stephen was undeterred. He looked up into heaven and declared, "Oh, I see heaven wide open and the Son of Man standing at God's side." They blocked their ears with their hands, rushed him, and dragged him outside of the city. One of the Pharisees, named Saul, quietly collected the robes of the others so that Stephen's blood wouldn't stain them. As the stones began to pound Stephen's body, he cried out, "Master Jesus, take my life." And then he knelt down, praying loud enough for everyone to hear, "Master, don't blame this for this sin. Don't blame them." His last words. And then he died. If any of you lacks wisdom, says James in 1:5, he should ask God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Keeping cool in the face of difficult situations is the wisest move. Things as trivial as being cut off in traffic, receiving a low grade in school, or being reprimanded on the job are all it takes these days to lose it. However, maneuvering through uncommonly stressful situations, it takes more than common sense. It takes divine wisdom. When faced with false accusations and even the threat of death, Stephen exercised true wisdom. He did not retaliate. He did not curse his accusers. He simply clung to what he knew to be true and what the Pharisees refused to believe, that Jesus is the Son of God. This same Jesus who embraced Stephen as he died will also embrace you when you need the wisdom that comes only from God. That story, of course, from your Bible, but also from the book Extreme Devotion, a daily devotional published by Voice of the Martyrs, that you can contact at thevoice@vom.org. Thank you so much. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.